Okay, today's daf is Trumas, daf Chavches, the 28th daf here in Maseches Trumas, as we are still in the third parak, as we continue. Hatorim Kishus, talking about problematic types of hafrashas. Last parak we learned rules and regulations of hafrasha, in terms of types, in terms of tumah and tara. And now we get to problematic types. The first mission of the parak was about if I think I'm doing hafrasha from one item and it turns out to be, it might have turned out to be something else, and I don't know about the time, in terms of being bitter, that was kishus, in terms of being vinegar instead of being wine. And then in this mishnah that we're in the middle of now, what happens if somebody else was mafresh and I didn't even realize that they were mafresh? Would I be happy about it? Would I not be happy about it? So again, these are the sugyas that relate to, and relate to a future das having effect on previous moments. The sugyas of Yeyesh Shalomi Das, beginning in the beginning of the second parak of Maseches Bamitzia. Remember those sugyas, if I lost something and then somebody else found it before I realized that I lost it, right? Is that Yeyesh work, a future das, a future gilui, is that going to have effect? So here too, that's the question of our part of the question of our Mishnah. Shutif A was Mafresh, and then Shutif B was Mafresh. Do we assume that if Shutif B would have known what Shutif A did, then he would have been happy about it, and therefore the first Hafrasha is a good Hafrasha, and the second Hafrasha is meaningless, because Truma was already taken off? Or do I say, no, I wouldn't have wanted you to do that, you don't know how much I would have wanted to have given, so then we say, no, then the first Shutif, who took off for everyone, really, his truma is only partial truma, and the second shutaf is also partial. So this is the question that we're dealing with. So in the Mishnah we had three shitas. Today we're going to see Be'ez Hashem, if it was really three shitas or it's really two shitas, as we will see. So the Tanakama, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva has said, truma shneim truma, they're both truma, because we assume that the second shutaf would not have been happy with what the first shutaf did, and he would want to give his own truma, and therefore you have to figure out what the status is. Of the Chachamim say, no, Truma's Rishon Truma. The first one would have been happy. The Shutif is very happy. They're not mockpit on each other to be mafrish for each other, and therefore it would be okay. And then Rabbi Yossi gave this unusual Shita, which we had, or just unclear Shita. If the first one was Torim Kishir, great. Then it's fine. And if it was Torim Shalo Kishir, then the second one is Truma. And we have to figure out exactly what is the Shir mean. What does the Shir mean? So the case of Shutfin being mafresh for each other is somewhere in the middle as compared to the first Mishnah that we had in the Masechta. Right? We had in the Masechta, if I'm mafresh for somebody without their knowledge, that's no good. If I go into your field, I want to save you some time. So I wasn't told to do it. I'm going to be mafresh from your stuff for you. That's mafresh adavar sheinu shelo. That's no good. And if I make somebody a shliach, then for sure that is good. That's the makar of shlichus, the beginning of the second parak of kiddushin. V'shilach v'shilcha, that's truma, hafrashas truma. What happens if we had at the end of yesterday's mishnah a gilui das? That's a little less than shlichus. That's what we saw yesterday from the one of the achronim in the back to tell me. The Mishnah Rishona on the Mishnah here, that even if you didn't give explicit sivui, but you just were megaladas, that you'd appreciate it, whoever was mafresh truma, that's good. Right? I didn't tell you to be mafresh truma. So then that also works. But the first half of the Mishnah is what we're talking about now, is what about Shutfin? Right? We don't know they weren't megala anything. So that's the question that is dealt with. So again, we discussed this. What about the principle of Zechiyah? We're going to get back to that. If nobody tells me, but Zachal Adam Shlomo Fanav, right? So would that be okay? So Pashup Shat, that's what we hold, yes. Zachal Adam Shlomo Fanav. If it's a situation where there's pressure to be mafresh, meaning if there's no pressure, then what do you mean Zachal? I wanted to do the mitzvah myself tomorrow. You did it today, you took away my mitzvah. So I don't know if that's such a schus. It's a schus that now I have chulam misukanim. But maybe it's not such a chus. But if there's pressure, right? That's the case of the Truma Sedeshin, which the Ramah quotes in Yeridea. In Hilchos, Chala, right? We're connecting Hafrashas Chala to Hafrashas Truma. But let's assume that they're the same for this halacha. So that's what the Ramah quotes in Shidchavches. There's some type of case where if the dough is not put into the oven right now, then the dough is going to be ruined. And you want to be mafresh before, when it's still dough. Because that's the best way to do it, not to wait till after it's baked. So, the Mishareses, the Balas Habayis is out shopping and she doesn't have her cell phone with her and she can't call her. So the Mishareses, the one who works in the house, who's also Jewish, right, wants to be mafrish on behalf of the Balas Habayis. So the Ramah says, in the name of the Jewish Adesha, and that's fine. That's fine. That's mutter. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Ein mafrish and chala below Rishus Bal Ha'isa. The Shulchan Aruch says, you're not going to be mafrish without Rishus. Rama, mihu, im yadinan, tischus hu labal ha'isa, but if you know that it's a schus for the owner of the dough, kigon, shahaisa ha'isa miskalkeles, the isa, the dough is going to be ruined somehow if you don't put it into the oven, mutter lito chala b'lo rishuso, dezachin la'adam shalob afadav. Zuchus, v'chein mishareses shebabayis, yichola lito chala b'lo rishuso. Kivan, shiragila hi lefamim shebalas abayis no senes la rishus. That's even more. If it's somebody who's been given rishus before, that's even more of an itiyah to allow it. Shnei shutfin, einan srichan lito rishus zemizeh. Aval acher, tzarech lito rishus bishdayim. So Rama already notes there that should have a little more leeway in terms of this. Remember, the Ksos did not like this Rama and did not like this Shumas Hadeshin that the Rama is quoting. He says, even though I'm a nobody in front of the great Rishonim who lived before me, but I don't know if this is Zachin La'adam Shalom Afanav, if you're allowed to do this. And the way the Ksos coined it, this is Zachin Me Adam Shalom Afanav, not Zachin Le Adam, because this is a schus in the greater scheme of things, but literally you're taking something from them. And I'm not sure if that would be called a schus, right? And that parallels, and then we'll continue, that parallels something that we discussed way at the, not so long ago, about a month ago, at the end of Shvius. Remember, then the Shvius, we learned that the halacha is that a prizbal could only be written, if the lova has karka. Lova could only be written if the lova has karka. So if lova has karka, he could be written. What if the lova has no karka? He can't write a prizbal. So the Mishnayos and the Gemara describe, no problem, the malva could be mizake the lova in a little piece of karka. And then he can write a prizbal. And zachin la'adam shalom b'fanav. Zachin la'adam shalom b'fanav. So the Rishonim deal with the issue. Zachin, right now, you can't write a prizbal, so I don't have to pay you back the 5 million shekel loan that I borrowed from you. I'm putter. And now you're going to give me a tiny little kizayis portion of land, right? So then I have it, and I could sell it for, I don't know, 2 shekel, and that's the asset. And now, because you were mizaking me with a 2 shekel piece of land, I have to pay you back, because you're going to write a prizbal. Is that a schus? So the question is, how do you look at schuyos? Do you look at the narrow, and you give me a piece of land? Or do you look at the larger picture? That's the chiddush that the Ron discusses, that the chiddush is that you can look at this as a schus, even though in the larger picture, it might not be such a schus. So it could be, in the opposite way, the Ksos might say like that there, or it's opposite but parallel. Here, is it a schus? In the larger scheme, it's a schus, but you're taking something from the person. So zachin me'adam, maybe you don't treat that as a schus. So again, all of these are related issues that come up here. So maybe we'll get back to that a little bit later if we have some time. So now the Gemara says, we're up to the Gemara. Chav zayin amabeis, ma'anan kayamin. What kind of case are we talking about that is a machlokes, whether the shutfin have the power or not? So we're going to go with the Mara Fulda's pshat and girsa of the next two lines. The question's about what it means, but we'll go with his girsa. And pshat. Im bimamchin. If we're talking about a case of, like from the word mumche, experts. If we're talking about experts, then each shutif is an expert in halacha. And they know that each one is a bar samcha and a bar hachi. Safar b'kiva modi. Then even Rabbi Akiva, who says in our Mishnah that they are machmed on each other, and therefore only half is going to be truma. But Rabbi Kiva should be moda. Meaning, if I know the other guy is a bar samcha and a mumche, then I know he's going to do the right thing. He's going to take off the proper amount, and therefore I shouldn't be machmed. Im b'she'inan mumchin, but if they're not mumchin, and I know that the shutif has no idea what he's doing in terms of halacha and in terms of hafrasha, so then ofer rabbanan modin, that even the rabbanan should say it's no good, and they are machmed on each other. So what's this case of machlokas, where Rabbi Kiva says there is a kpeda, and the Chachamim say there is no kpeda? That's our girsa and how we understand. The word mamche, according to the pshat that we just said, is from the word mumche, expert. Mamche could also be from the word moche, to protest. Meaning, if we know that they are people who are protest each other. So again, that could be another pshat. Look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Look at other mefarshim on the page. But we're going to go with the pshat that we just said. So what's the case? It must be elakian and kayamin bistam. It must be a case where they're not mumchin. They're just, we don't know. They're average Jews. There's no such thing as an average Jew. But in this case, you know, it's a case where we don't know particularly. Ela kianan kayamin bistam. It's a case of stam. So Rabbi Kiva Omer, stamon einan mumchin. Rabbi Kiva says, stam we do not treat as mumchin. And therefore, we have to be choshesh that they're makbid on each other. So that's why trumas shnehem truma. Rabbanan amrin stamin mumchin. The Rabbanan say stamin. No, we could assume that they are, and therefore they would not be makpid on each other. So again, you might say, what do you mean? Is it stam? Is it not stam? Why don't you do a search? Why don't you do see how many are? How many? Right? You might ask the question that we had on yesterday's daf. Is it possible that there's a machlokes and metzias? To quote the lashon, davar she'efshar lachalamar alav chachamim chalukin alav. Right, so the answer is al ikur b'dikasa chalukin. They'll do the research, and the machlokas is that enough? Okay, is that enough to be considered? Right, do you consider this a ruba de lesa kamon? The amount of people that know, or is that just about the amount of people that know? The amount of people that would assume that their partner, who they're not sure about, you know, is an expert. Okay, but either way, it's a case of stam, and that is why there is a machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan. Fine. Says the Gemara, so what exactly is the Shita of Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva, who we know is the source of all of Torah Shebaal Peh. Whenever we say the words of Rabbi Akiva, we should recognize that gavlus, right? That's the little brisa in Sanhedrin on Daf Pevav, where the brisa says, Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir, well, we had Rabbi Meir yesterday, who we generally don't paskin like because he's so sharp, but if you have a Stam Mishnah anonymous, that's Rabbi Meir. Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir, Stam Tosefta Rabbi Nehemia, Stam Sifra Rabbi Yehuda, Stam Sifri Rabbi Shimon, Vikulu Alibad Rabbi Akiva. Right, these are the five great Talmidim. Remember the Talmidim Shebedarom that Rabbi Akiva started again with after he lost the 24,000 and the 12,000 pairs. So he started again and he recreated Torah Shebaal Peh. That's Sanhedrin Peivav. Right, that's the Rabbi Akiva is the source of everything. So all died to Rabbi Akiva. Let's talk about Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, what was Rabbi Akiva's statement in the Mishnah? Again, one shutif gave for the other shutif. So we assume that the second shutif wouldn't have been happy. So what do we? So we say the second shutif truma is truma, but each one of them was mafresh truma for the whole thing because they thought the partner wouldn't be so machped about what they did. So each of their portions end up being part truma, right? It works out to be truma for their half, but it's not truma for the other half. So we're going to talk about that now. So I'll die to Rabbi Akiva. So let's talk about the first person and the second person. So the first person was Mafresh. First person, partner number one was Mafresh. So half of what he took off, let's say it's a 50 sa'ah field. So he took off one sa'ah, right? 1/50th, right? That's the average, one sa'ah. So, but it ends up that 25 sa'ah that belonged to the partner, he had no rights to be Mafresh for. So that one sa'ah that he took off, half of it is going to be Truma, right, for his half. And the other half is not going to be Truma. It's going to be Tevel, because that half belongs to the other guy. Then it belongs to the other guy. So, Al Dai to Rabbi Akiva, Sa'a shall Rishon, the first Sa'a, we're going to switch around somewhere, we're going to go with the Mara Fulda's Girsa. You can look at the Mara Fulda on top. Chetzia Truma, the first half, the first Sa'a, right, the first guy did half its Truma. Vechetzia, look at the Girsa of the Mara Fulda, Tevel Tvula Lako. It's Tevel, right? It's Tevel, totally, because it's not mine. And I was, when I was Mafresh, it's still Tevel. I had no rights. And therefore, the other guy is going to have to take care of it, as we'll see. Sa'ah shal sheni, the Sa'ah of the second one, that's clearer. Because we're going to have a question about the first, we're going to have a question about the second half of the first ones. We'll see. What does it mean that it's Tevel Tavel Lakol? But we'll see. But first, let's talk about the second one. So once the second one comes to being Mafresh, Sashal Sheni, Chetzia Truma, the Chetzia Tevel Tvula, Lemaisras. Lemaisras. Why? Because when the second one comes, so half of it is his Truma, and the other half is the Tevel of the first guy, but the first guy already was Mafresh for all of his Tevel. So the other half, the second half of the second guy's hafrasha, which really belongs to the first half, the first guy, that already was had truma taken off of it. That's only tevel tevel lemaisrus, right? The hafrasha's truma of shutif number one covered all of the tevel that belongs to the first one. And therefore, the second half of the half of sa'ah that belongs to the first one, in the second guy's hafrasha, that's tevel tevel lemaisrus, right? It says he still needs maisrus taken off, but that's clear. So far, if we think about it, we have four different halves. We have two halves of the first guy's hafrasha and the two halves of the second guy's hafrasha. Three of those four halves, we know exactly what it is. Half of each one is truma. Half of each one is truma, because that was the hafrasha of my half. The second half of each one, the second half of the second one, we know what that is. That's tevel tevel lemaisrus, because the hafrasha of the first guy was covered everything that all of his tevel. Our question the Gemara is about to ask is, what about the second half of the first one, which belongs to the second one? So, what's the shaila? When the second guy did the hafrasha, did he have in mind only the stuff that was still in the still in front of him? Did he also have in mind to be misakein the half a saw of tevel that belongs to him that he didn't even realize was already in the first guy's possession because he was mafreshit in that saw? So, did his hafrasha cover that half also? And therefore, that half would also be tevel tevel only lemaisrus? Or do we say, no, he didn't even have that in mind. He didn't even know. Right? I'm only thinking about minamukaf, what's in front of me. Do I know that I didn't even know the first guy was mafresha sa'ah, and half of that sa'ah is really mine, and I need my hafrasha to cover that half of sa'ah. I didn't even know that. I don't have that in mind. So that's the Gemara's question. That second half of the first hafrasha, is that still totally tevel? Because the second guy wouldn't have had it in mind? Or no? It's just like, it's tevel tevel lemaisrus. So that's the question. So lo tzircha, the Gemara continues, dila, our only question is the following. Chatzi sa'ah shel sheni. The half of sa'ah that belongs to the second guy, that's in the first guy's hafrasha, mao shetiftar chatzi sa'ah shel rishon. Right, the half of sa'ah of truma, of the second guy, will that pater, the half of sa'ah that belongs to him, that's in the hands of the rishon? That's the question. So look at the Marafolda, he says exactly what I just said. The Marafolda says, on the third wide line, Klomar, kol eilu advarim she'amarnu, everything that we just said, milsa d'pshitahem, right, it's obvious. It's obvious, it's clear, v'lo avi tzricha lo nalashmienu, right, there's no chiddush here. There's no chiddush out of three of the four halves of sa'ahs. Ela ki nitzrach lanu, the only question is, im hasheni misakein af ma shebiad chaveiro. If the second guy, hafrasha, will cover the half of saw that was in the other guy's hand. Mechelko shebiad arishon shi mechelko shosheni. Who can the preacher that I just explained? It's a classic. We're underappreciating the Ma'ara Folda. Remember, he doesn't have Rashi. Right? So we're reading it, we're like, oh, okay, now we fit into the words, and now it makes. But how hard these achronim had to work on the Yerushalmi to figure out pshat. And again, the later you get, the more you have options of looking earlier and getting some idea. But like the later ones. But again, the Amara Fulda, these are gdolim. Amara Fulda, Pnei Moshe, all of these, and the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who sometimes gives his own pshat, mostly based on the Grah. But said Amara Fulda. So we don't know about the second half of the first one. That's our question. And he has the two halves. Do you say it's totally misukan for truma? Or do you say, second to last line, O Dilma, hoa v'lo haisa biyado v'gam lafana v'lo tikein, rak mashal lafana biyado v'sulo, so then it is not. That's the question. Just one ha'ara, the Bavli has a totally different shot of what Rabbi Akiva means about in terms of Trumas Shnehem Truma. The Torah Zeraim here points out that the Bavli gets into Brera issues, which we won't get into right now, but totally different shot of the Gemara. But now first, let's try to answer this question. So it says the Gemara Nishmeinim and Adah. Let's learn it from the following story. Aristone. I think we had Aristone once before in our Yerushalmi travels. Aristone icy pear and Aristone broad fruit. Vishir Gosaka, he brought fruit, he had a whole bag of fruit. He dumped them all out of the bag, he put it into the bowl, and he's being mafresh. The problem is he forgot a few in the bag. He didn't realize there was still some left in the bag. So when he's mafresh, do we say that he had in mind the ones that were still stuck in the bag that he didn't even realize were there? which is kind of a parallel kind of case, right? Was the second one's hafrasha, he didn't even know the first guy took off of half of the sa'a. So, aritzon I see peirin, v'shir gosaka, he left some in the bag. V'tarim, and he was mafrish. Asa uvda kumi Reb Yossi, v'yomar, chazaka ala kol taram. Reb Yossi says, the chazaka is that you had everything in mind. Right, even if you didn't see everything in front of you, you didn't even realize you had some stuff left in the bag, it's still okay, and it works for everything. It works for everything, beautiful. Meaning, even though it's not minamukaf is a din lachadchila. As we said, even if it's a din da'araisa, it's a din lachadchila. Din lachadchila. The Rambam says it's beferish, and that's what you get from this psak, that even though it's not minamukaf, right, in the aristo case, it's still in the bag, and even though it's not in a mukaf, and I don't even realize where it is. Right? In either of those cases, the hafrasha still works, because we assume you have das for everything. Sometimes we have a concept of stam das. Let's just read the Rambam first. The Rambam says here, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Zayin, says the Rambam, Ein tarmin truma gedola ela min a mukaf. Remember we had a machlokas about Trumas Meiser earlier in the Masechta. But Trumas Meiser, Shelo min a mukaf. That's not the min a mukaf. Remember, because what's the one of the reasons of min a mukaf? Because you want to make sure you want to estimate properly, and therefore you want to be mafrish close to where it is. Trumas Meiser doesn't need estimation. It's exactly 10% of 10%. Right? So therefore, that's why you wouldn't need min a mukaf by Trumas Meiser. So says the Rambam, Truma Gedola is only min a mukaf. Ketzad, Hoylo Chamishim Sa'a B'Bayezeh, V'Chamishim Sa'a B'Bayezacher. If you have 50 Sa'a in one house, 50 Sa'a in another house, Lo Yafrish Me Echad Mehen, Shtei Sa'im Al Hameya. Don't take off 2 Sa'a from one house, which will cover, right, 1/50 for both houses. No. Better take off shenimsa mafresh b'makom amakom acher. Right, better take off 1 from this 50 and 1 from this 50. That's the best. V'im hifresh shalom and amukaf, truma so truma. But if you did, it's okay. It's a din lachadchila. Din lachadchila. So, and again, we said a discussion, daraisa derabanan. V'hu sheyehe amufrash shamur. As long as what is mufrash is shamur. Avalam haya ton kadayayin oshem en v'rash e mishtabrin v'amar harein truma al perish v'beisi lo amar klub. If you are barrel, that's not a halacha now, but it comes up later. If your barrel of wine is like breaking, it's a crack and it's leaking out, and quickly, right before it breaks, you say, this is all truma! And then it falls out, so that's not, never got the status of truma, because it was asad lihishaver. Okay. But this is the idea of minha mukaf. And the Mishnah Melech also discusses other cases of shasat chak that you could do shalom and a mukaf. Well, here, we see this from here. But again, the stam das includes. We have stam das in many areas of halacha that we ultimately say it's inclusive, right? I make a bracha, and then somebody brings out some other food, which I didn't know exactly was coming out, but is it's part of a meal. It's not total surprise that this was part of the meal. So most of the time we could say stam das the bracha. The stam das works for the bracha. Right? We don't stam das by mitzvahs, right? Stama lishma. Stam alishma, right? So some, if you didn't have kavana, stam also often is enough, but it's enough here as well. Good. Let's continue. Rabbi Yossi Omer v'chulu. So Rabbi Yossi is the third shita in the Mishnah. Remember, the first shita did it without the second one knowing. So Rabbi Kiva says, well, they're makbid on each other. So that's why we just explained. The Chuma Shneim Chuma. Rabbi Chachamim say they're not makbid on each other. The first one is a good afrasha. The second one didn't know about it, but it ends up the second one is meaningless because it was already Chuma taken off. And Rabbi Yossi says, well, it depends how much. If a proper amount was taken off, so then fine. And then the first afrasha is good. If an improper amount, so then it is no good. And Chuma says Shani Chuma. So what does that mean? Kishir. Kishir, what does that mean? Rabbi Yossi Amar Bechulu, Mao Ma. Which case? Kishir Torah or Kishir Chaveiro or Chaveirov? Right? Is it the Torah shir or is it his friend's shir? What does that mean? So we've discussed already a few times. We know Mida Oraisa. How much Shuma do you have to give Mida Oraisa? A tiny amount. Chita Achas Poteres Esakri. Even one little seed, one little stalk of barley could pater your whole field. Chita achas pateres esakri. There's no amount. That's what the Torah, the Gemara here calls kishir Torah. Is that what Rabbi Yossi means? Kishir Torah? That if the first guy gave one chita, then the second guy is going to be happy with it, and then you can assume that the first afrasha was a good afrasha. But if he gave anything more than a chita achas, then he wouldn't be happy? Is that what Rabbi Yossi means? O kishir chadera, or does it mean the shir of Rabbi Yossi's friends, which means the Rabbanan, meaning 1/50th? The shir that Chazal created to give. Is that what he means? That you should give 1/50th and not more than 1/50th, right? Is that, so what does Rabbi Yossi mean? And the Gemara continues. Im tavti, we assume, just as an introduction to this line, we assume that when the Rabbanan said he's happy with what the first guy did, he's assuming that the guy is a frum guy, and he's happy if the guy did an appropriate amount, 1/50th, right, which is the midah benonis. So now the Gemara is going to say, is Rabbi Yossi explaining the Rabbanan, or is he arguing on the Rabbanan by saying if he gave the right shear? So, im tavdine kishir Torah, if you say that what Rabbi Yossi means is the shear Torah, the dinda arisa of one tiny amount, then less Rabbi Yossi k'Rabbanan. Then Rabbi Yossi is not explaining like the Rabbanan. Then there are three shittas in the Mishnah. Because it can't be that that's what the Rabbanan mean. The Rabbanan must mean that he gave like he's supposed to give, right? 1/50th. And Rabbi Yossi is coming along and saying, no, it's what if he gave the tiny amount, right? Im tavdine kishir chaverav, but if you say Rabbi Yossi is referring to the shir chaverav, which means the 1/50th, or maybe even just the range, 1/40th to 1/60th, as we'll see. So then Rabbi Yossi k'Rabbanan, and then you can say that Rabbi Yossi is explaining the Rabbanan. So no answer given to that question. The Rambam seems to paskin like Rabbi Yossi. So the Rambam seems to understand that Rabbi Yossi is explaining the Rabbanan. Kodpash is why would he paskin like Rabbi Yossi if he assumed that he was arguing? That's the Rambam in Dalet Ches. Dalet Ches, he must understand it like that. Tzad, just read the Rambam. The Rambam says here, Peres Ashutfin Chayev Bechumas and Maestris Tarm Echad Mehenu Basheni V'Tarm Truma Shnia Shei Lo Yada Sharm Chaveiro Im Hayim Mamchin Zedze. Right, he has that. He talks about that Girsa. And if he gave the shear, so then it works. Then it works. So he passes like Rabbi Yossi. Again, we mentioned. The one chita definitely is misakin your kri, but remember we mentioned a number of times already the Tosfos read in the Noda Bihuda that even though, it's good to chazer things over and over again so we remember them, even though the Gemara says that one chita does work, it only works to be misakin your kri. But it does not fulfill the mitzvah of nesinas truma, right? Giving truma. Titein lo, that requires something more significant. And be medayek, the Tosfos read amongst the Rishonim, and the Noda Bihuda amongst the Achronim, say, be medayek in the language of Chazal. It doesn't say Chita Achas fulfills the mitzvah of Nesinas Truma. Chita Achas poteres es akri, meaning it's no longer Tevel, and it's Chulin Misukanin, but it's not the mitzvah. Nason Titein Lo requires something more significant, right? That's the Tosfos read in Kiddushin Daf Nun Ches, and the Noda Bihuda in Yaradeya Tinyana Simen Reish Aleph, where he says, I'm going to tell you something that's never been said before in the history of Torah, and he didn't have a Tosfos Rid. So that's our Musar, that if we ever want to say a Chiddush that we think was never said before, we should just say, I haven't seen this anywhere yet. Right? That's how we should introduce it. Somebody probably said it along the way. Okay, let's continue. Bitel im achelo Torah bitel. So the next piece of Gemara talks about the last part of our Mishnah. What is the last part of the Mishnah? If I make a truma to give, if I make a shliach to give truma, so am I allowed to be mevatel that shliach? So it depends. If I'm mevatel him before he actually does the afrasha, then it works, right? Bitel achelo hufrash. But if it was too late, if the shliach already was mafresh and then I want to be mevatel, then it's too late. So now we have three lines of Gemara. The stipler in Zroim, right? The stipler is on everything. On Zroim, so he has on Zroim. Simen Tes, right? So the title of Simen Tes is Bir Yerushalmi Paragimel de Trumas. Right? That's the title of his piece. It's on the next two lines. So we've got to figure out what the next two lines mean. Right? He has five pages on the next two lines of Yerushalmi. So let's see what it says. It's all to explain. Well, no, we know what it means, but the Svara is going to have to be worked on. So what the Gemara say? That I can be mevatel, if I make a shliach to be mafresh shuma, and I'm mevatel the shlichus before he is mafresh, then it works. The bittel works. So it says, ask the Gemara, v'les ha de plig al de reish lakish, the reish lakish amar, ein ha de mevatel shlichus ha bidvarim. There's a machlokas that we know from Bavli Meseches Kiddushin, whether asi dibur u mevatel dibur, or lo asi dibur u mevatel dibur. Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, Lo asi dibur mevatel dibur. If you accomplish something with one dibur, you can't have another dibur to uproot that. You have to have a maisa to uproot that. Asi maisa mevatel dibur. So ask the Gemara. And again, we're not going to get into the context where it came up in Kiddushin, where Shliach le Kiddushin. But if I made a Shliach to be Mafrish, how could I undo that Shlichus? That Gemara's question. According to Reish Lakish, how does this Mishnah work? Answer, Tiftar kagon she'amar le, lech v'kava b'tzafon, v'halach v'kava b'darom. I told the Shliach to take Truma from the north side of my field, and he took Truma from the south side of my field. That's where Reish Lakish says that you could be, that's where he would agree that you could be mevatel even with words. And the question that all the Achronim ask, the Stifler and the Torah Zeraim and all, one second, Mimanavshach. Reish Lakish says, Lo asi dibur mevatel dibur. And what does the Gemara say? Oh, but if he messed up the Shlichus, then you can be mevatel. One second. If it's a messed up Shlichus, and it doesn't count that he did the right thing, then it should be batel even without your being mevatel him. And if it's not considered such a change, that you said north, but you really meant anything. So if it's not called such a change, then why should Reish Lakish make an exception just because you're mevatelin? If you can't be mevatel, then you can't be mevatel. And if you don't need to be mevatel, that's the shaila. That's the shaila. What is going on? What's the svara? What's the svara for this Gemara that Reish Lakish, who usually says lo asi dibur mevatel dibur, would agree if the shliach kind of messed up? What do you mean? If the shliach messed up, then you don't need Reish Lakish. You don't need the Mevatel. It's Memela, not a Shlichus. And if he didn't really mess up, then why should that make a difference? So the Stifler has one piece there. Reb Shmuel, Rozovsky, and Bab Metzia, Daf Chav Beis, also talks about this. He says, V'kashim imanavshach. I'll read this from Reb Shmuel. V'kashim k'peda imkein apishalom b'telein chumah so b'chumah. V'lo chashim k'peda amai mahani hadihifrish min adarom diyachal abitol. Right, so what's the pshat? So I think he also gives a similar pshat to the Stipler, and that is really, he's not so makbid, the Mishalech, even though he says the north and he did it in the south, because if it was a total shinui, then correct. You wouldn't need a bitul ashlichus, it would be mevutel mamela. If the shliach really did the wrong thing, it'll be mevutel mamela. Ein zu kpeita l'mishalech yafish min adorma natsafon. But, still, even the minos shliach l'trom b'tzafon hadin shlichus chal. But even though he's not going to be so machmed about it, he made him a shliach only for the north and not for the south. So, if he did mess up, it should be called a mess up. Ah, but even though he called a mess up, he was already megala his das that he's happy to have the hafrasha done. So zechiah could still work. Even though shlichus can't work because he messed up his shlichus, but the guy was still megala das that he's very happy to have hafrasha done on his behalf. Right? Remember what we started off with today? Zachal adam b'fanav. But and even if you want to say according to the kso zachin may adam, but here he was already megala das positively. So avokishatorim in adarom lo habishlucho. So he's not a shliach for him to take from the south because he only take him from the north. So he did the south. That doesn't work. But he could still have done it mitzad zachin. Ah, but regarding that, that's where he gave him a mevatel l'shlichus. Because that wasn't, that zachiyah is kind of a backdoor way of getting in, but that's less than dibur. Because he made a dibur only on the shlichus, not on the zachiyah. So that's why Reish Lakish would agree then, because it's less than dibur, that's why asi dibur, and he could ruin it. Achein midin zachiyah yachal afresh apadarom, de'etzim ha'afresh avurohu zchus. And he quotes our Rashi ben Nedarim, that the Ksos is based on. Ulefize, b'ni dodidon debalabayis atzmo, minu liyo shliach. So he's not really machbid, but he made him a shliach only for A and not for B. So therefore, the shlichus is done, but zachiyah still works, and Reish Lakish would agree that you can knock out the zachiyah, even though you wouldn't have been able to knock out the shlichus. So that's the Reb Shmuel, and that's what the Stipler says also in Simitess, and all the Achronim get into the act here, trying to give the lumdus for this line. Okay, we'll stop here.